This episode is brought to you by our sponsors, Well Hydrate.
Electrolytes and protein waters packed with nutrients and vitamins.
Hello everyone and welcome back to Sim Square Pod. Thank you for tuning in.
And today our lovely guest is Izzy Oakley.
Hi. Hey, I'm so excited. You're the first TikToker we've had on the pod.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, she is, poor bastard.
Oh, I'm so excited because I'm like, hold on a minute. Like, we need to cover all areas. And you're like, as soon as we thought about TikTokers, we were like, Izzy.
Yeah.
Because every time you see me at PRT events, screaming the lyrics. Everyone else is there like, that's me, like, insane.
That's how we actually met you, was at a Boohoo Man event, weren't you? Like, 3 years ago.
Yeah, it was. Their first ever event. Yeah, because I remember I followed you on social media because I thought you were so funny. And then you did a video about Demi as well.
I did do that.
For people that don't know, Izzy made a TikTok about me saying, what did you even say?
Weren't you, like, newly single? Yeah. And I was like, ew. So he's back and I was like, as far as I'm aware, I'm straight, but everything can change. To be fair,
I was so gassed up. I was like, is she?
I know, I was like, hold on, is she straight or bi? Are you straight?
So I am sort of like on the fence. I'm like straight, but like I would never rule it out.
Right. Yeah.
Because I've never had a connection with a girl, but I wouldn't also say no to one. I've just never been in that position. Yeah. So, but yeah, I've usually, like, all my exes are men, and whatever, unfortunately for me. But, like, I've never ever said no. I just have never been in a situation where I've met a girl that I've vibed with.
So you potentially could.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
We need to take you one night out. Yeah,
you know what it is? Nothing I'm doing is working with me. So clearly, I'm doing something wrong. Same. I get a couple of girls in my DMs being like, are you going to turn yet?
No way.
Like, every time I'm like, failed relationship, they're like, are you here?
They're on the waiting list.
Yeah. Literally, it's like they're waiting for me to come to the lesbian streets, and I'm here for it. Oh, I'm like, girls, nearly
I'm
there.
I took Frankie to Pride once, and people hitting on her more than me. And I'm like, girls are taking you both out, and you'll get to kill the
girls. Girls were pinching my bum and like coming up and then tapping me. And I was going, like, because like with me and Demi, we look alike. I think we look alike. So, like, I just assume that people have got us confused. And I'm like, no, I'm like the straight one. That's the bi one.
You look like the straighter version of me.
Yeah.
You do, yeah. So, like, the girlier
version. And then I'll say to people, no, go over to her. And then I'll say to Demi, that one thinks we're pretty, go over to her.
I'm like, I don't want your sloppy seconds.
She goes, I don't want someone who thinks you're pretty. I'm like, okay,
no, crazy,
then.
You're good.
Yeah.
But I'll take you both out.
Yeah, why not? Let's do it. But the only times I've been hit on are by, like, really mask lesbians. And I don't think that's my type.
No.
I think I'm more like a STEM girl.
Same.
The STEM's like a mixture of a mask and a femme, right?
Yeah.
It's like slightly masculine, but not overly feminine, like, I think, like, really masculine gay women are just not my type. Like, I've been hit on them before because I have a lot of gay male friends.
So when
I go to, like, I've been to Heaven and things like that, they come straight over to me. We love Heaven. Come straight over to me. I'm like, I'm really sorry, babe. I'm like, you are actually shorter than me as well, so I don't know what to say.
Yeah, that's the only thing with dating girls, that you have to date someone shorter than you. When you're like, when you're like spooning, or like when you're like holding hands or something, it's almost like
you feel like the manly one.
I'm mothering them a little bit.
That's
such
the thing.
A weird feeling.
I still kind of want to feel like the, like, more feminine one in the relationship.
You need a taller girl.
I do, but I'm not like the shortest girl in the world either. I'm not short, but I'm not tall. I'm like happy medium.
How tall are you?
5'5", borderline 5'6".
Oh, you're the same height as me. I'm 5'5".
Yeah.
Well, Izzy, 5'9".
Well, your there we go. Right, guys. I've made the cut.
She's made the cut. So Izzy, when you come in today before we started filming, you was like filling us in on some drama you've had on TikTok these past couple of days.
Yeah, as of literally last night.
Yeah, can you tell us more about it? Because I just don't get it. These men.
Oh, well, my audience, predominantly the girls and gays, and that's how I love it to be. Because we're a safe place. You only get a few like nasty comments here and there, and I'm like, yeah, so what? I can get over it. Or I can just roast them in a hot minute, like, it's fine.
Yeah.
But I have basically last night, midday, I made a TikTok and I was talking about my first ever night out in Manchester, which I had on Friday night. I don't know if you guys have been out of Manchester before.
Yeah.
I went to a club called China White and apparently you're not supposed to go there on a Friday because it's just like no man's land. And it was just full of girls. Obviously, we know how like promotion works. Girls get in for free. We get free drinks all night.
Yeah.
And then the guys are the ones that pay for the tables and that's how they make the money.
Yeah.
Borderline. Like, they don't like to say that, but that's how it works.
That like, is how it works.
That literally is how it works. It's the savage part of it. But anyway, me and my best friend were in there and a lot of the girls were just looking at us like, get out of my pub. Like, like they were really ready to kill us. And I was like, fucking hell, like, it's all right. You can have the five men in here that are clearly drug dealers. Yeah. Like, that's fine by me.
Yeah.
They don't want to be with me anyway because I'm about to ruin their whole very disguised... industry.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not the person they want. And I made a TikTok about it, like hungover. My makeup was really poorly removed the night before and I was just like ready to get home on this fucking train. Propped my camera up, just started talking to it. Anyway, this TikTok's now ended up on like UK gossip pages, you know, like that audience, like the Shade Borough.
Like the I'm nasty just trolls. Yeah.
Yeah. And like these guys with so much front. I'm like, your hairline's receding. Like, focus on you, babe.
And they're all attacking you now.
All coming
That's
for
a
me.
Liberty,
yeah. I actually put one of my story earlier because this guy was like in the comments, like, she doesn't even look like her. And then he's in my DMs like, babes, like, you're so funny, stop.
No way.
And I'm like, oh, what the fuck are you doing?
That is so cringy. You know, like, men like that, though, that he's probably just hating on you because you didn't reply to him before. 100%.
Yeah.
That's what men are like.
Yeah. Oh my God. Now my DMs are popping off. I'm like, guys, there's only one me.
You can't even leave the house.
I know. I literally am so put off men right now. So I'm like, can you all go away? Like, I need a minute of peace.
It is crazy, though, because, like you say, like, you literally just making a video on the train, not thinking anything of it. And then that's the thing with the internet. Whatever you put up, you're going to get backlash.
It's
and like just unexpected.
Ones. Exactly. It's always ones you don't think are going to do something. Yeah. I'll put hours into a TikTok. Yeah. I'll be like, this is a full-blown makeup tutorial going full ham, shit views. Me sat on a train looking like a piece of shit, putting my phone up against my Evian water bottle has suddenly done like serious numbers. I'm like, what are you doing? I could have at least had makeup on.
No, people just love to see the reality side of things, don't they? Yeah. That's why people love reality TV so much. They just like to see you and like how you are in your everyday to day life. And I think TikTok's getting so popular now as well. We was literally just saying about the TikTok beta program. So are you joined to that?
I am joined to that.
So you get like £1 per 1,000 views, isn't it?
So technically, no.
Oh,
what?
Real.
Per qualified view.
Yes, and also still no, because I don't even care. Mine is 0.29, so that's like 29p.
That's really bad.
God. It's different per person.
Mine's 93p.
I know, and then I've got a friend who's £1.50.
Shut up. It's because you've
get like high interaction. Mm. They're like, hold on. Yeah. If we give her 93p, she's going to be rinsing us dry. So they're giving you 23p.
Well, you say that, but I'm not trying to. Maybe I shouldn't say his name just in case I don't want to. But I've got a friend who does really well on TikTok, and his is like £1.50.
No way. That is crazy.
And then I've got another friend. I mean, King Harry talks about it openly.
Yeah.
He does like the brutal makeup reviews. Mm-hmm. He's on about the same, about £1.15 or something.
Oh, well, I joined this program literally like a few days ago. And the same day I joined the program, I was like, so what can I do to make my TikTok go viral? Because if I can get like a million views, pound a thousand, that's like £1,000.
Yeah.
So I made this TikTok doing the tattoo. Have you seen it?
Yeah,
the tattoo
on the face.
That said, fuck you. It's got nearly 15 million views on it. And I was thinking £1 per 1,000 views, that's 15K. I didn't realise the video had to be 1 minute long. It's 53 seconds. 53 seconds. My heart. No,
I was literally
about
to say that. I hope it was 1 minute, no, 1 second long.
The anxiety I've had thinking I could have had £15,000 in my pocket.
Easily.
It's just 7 seconds too short.
Well, I don't know if I can get it up now, but if you check this, you've just said yours, it's about a pound. But like, if you get onto it, always check it because everyone's is different.
Yeah.
Which is really annoying because like, that's one, not fair. Two, I've looked high and low, like it's so new. Mm. How do I change it? Can I get it to go up? Can I get it to go wherever? Yeah. Like, so far, there is no way to do that. So I don't know how they schedule it.
That is not fair though, is it?
Yeah, look,
no.
0.28.
That's
got a million qualified views. No,
oh my God.
100 million qualified views. And I made that much off of it.
Whereas if you was making £1.50 per view.
Oh yeah,
you'd be rolling triple, quadruple. That's crazy. I didn't even know that you could do this.
Yeah.
And Demi literally taught me on the train on the way here, and then I opened mine and how much have I got in my account? £250
She's got like £250. She joined it ages ago and she didn't even know. And I was like, Frank.
Well, they had to create a fund first, didn't they? And everyone was like worried it was changing their views.
Yeah.
But that qualified any video. But I don't know how they did it. Like I never earned, I think the most I earned in a month off of it, I talk about it all the time, was £800 in a month.
That's all right though, isn't it?
Not bad, but that was like the peak of it. Other than that, it was like £150 a month. And obviously that's great. It's a good amount of money, but it will go to what? A shopping bill. That like
you
next 2 weeks.
You get swallowed up quickly.
Yeah, exactly. £150 these days goes like that. Yeah. Like, yeah. So I was like, I can't live off of that money.
Yeah.
The £800 month as well, I'm sure I got like a ridiculous amount of views that month. Like an £800 in comparison. So I know Americans still get paid more on it than we do.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because this came out first in America and then it's just been brought to the UK. It's very new.
And they love to fleece us. I don't know why.
Do you know what though? I think like doing this though makes it so worth it for TikTok creators like you, because like I know you say you're being trolled and like it's blown up because of the trolls, but like you're earning money from it. So
yeah.
And both videos qualified.
Literally, so it's like, do you know what? Say what you want about me, but you're actually putting money in my 100%. Pocket. Yeah. So.
And the best part about it is I am that jammy now. Like, if I'll either accept the fact that it's too short or I will make it that one minute, one second.
Why not?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I feel like I was saying to Frankie, I was like, all my videos are going to have to be a minute long now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even, what's it called? Risking it.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it's, if it's bang on a minute, does that still count?
I wouldn't risk it.
A minute or longer.
I'd do a minute and 1 second.
I can't believe 53 seconds, 15 million views.
I know, I actually feel for you. What hurts me is when like I've accepted I can't make it longer than that. Like I can't bulk out the video 23 seconds long or something. I'm like, again, it'll be like 10 million views. I'm like,
viral.
Sick. Oh, thanks.
So
you you cover a lot of different categories of influencing though. I know like this word influencer, you've been
I've been hounded for calling myself
you've been hounded, but you are an influencer because
they hate to hear it, but it's the truth.
You've nearly got 1 million followers on TikTok.
Yeah, the tax man would agree.
Yeah, you've got like loads of followers on Instagram, and you also like influence Izzy, like you've influenced me with makeup so many times. Like it's because of girls like you that I know how to do makeup.
Thank
and like you also do fashion, you do like funny stories, like you cover every sort of field, don't you? So you 100% are an influencer. And the fact that people are commenting on that, it's like,
it's
just, piss
jealousy.
Off.
Oh, it's what do I have to do to qualify in your eyes? Do you know what I mean?
How did you even get into TikTok and like how did it all start?
I basically, lockdown, right? I lost my job. Made redundant like most people were.
What was you doing?
Social media management for a beauty company.
Okay, so you've got a bit of background.
I only did it for a year though, because before that I was doing makeup and I was like, I can't make this a job, like it's only really Fridays and Saturdays you get most bookings. I was only like 19. I was like, now what, kind of thing. So I got my first corporate job, Tottenham Court Road, me commuting in my little jacket. And I worked there for a year, got made redundant. COVID happened, lockdown happened, we were all stuck indoors. And literally a week in, I was doing like this horrible Zoom quiz with my ex-boyfriend's family, boyfriend at the time. Come off the Zoom and I found out he was cheating on me.
Shut
No way. What, was you with him? Or was
I was with him and I was on his entire family Zoom doing this stupid
quiz. Oh my God.
Which I blatantly fucked up anyway. So I was there like, oh fuck, I'm so competitive. So the minute I knew I lost, I didn't even want to be on there. But I literally come off the Zoom. I had a message request, and at the time I had not that many followers, so I saw it straight away. It's these two girls with fake Drag Race UK stan accounts,
really random,
and they were like, babe, your boyfriend's cheating on you. And I literally laughed out loud because I was like, this ugly fucker is don't piss me off. I was like, there's no way. He's literally, I am his mum, I'm his sugar mother, so there's no way. So I ring him up, I was like, you fucking believe this? You fucking cheating on me? He's like, yeah, I am. I was like,
oh,
what?
Oh my God, he just said it outright.
Yeah, no, he did. He had, I'll give him props in a way.
Yeah, that's good.
He didn't try and fight it, but he probably just wanted me to leave him. So fair. But yeah, he was just like, yeah, I am. Sorry about that. And I was just laid there and I was like, this is a new low. Whatever. So yeah, I had no job. I'd just gone through a breakup. I couldn't do like a girl's night out and get it all out my system.
Oh, that's
like,
the worst.
Yeah. Oh, I lost the plot. Like I've got these like, bear in mind at the time I was like 21. I was there Snapchatting my entire makeup routine for my close friends. Just like, help me, like I need something. And then I was like, fuck it. Why didn't I just start posting these online? Because the girls were like, these are fucking funny, like put them online. So I posted one video, which now I look back, I'm like, oh, that's disgusting. But I did like Brat Styles in 2020 because some other girl did it. I was like, I can fucking do that. So I did it. It got like 250K, and at the time, for someone with no followers, no influence, and I was like, what the fuck? And I had my notifications off from the jump because I never expected anything. So my friend actually rung me and was like, have you looked at your social media? I was like, no, why would I do that? Then I did a video which was replying to Americans' questions, which was like a really big trend at the time where American people were like, do you eat crumpets every day? Like all of that stupid shit. And I'd reply back really sarcastic, like most British people.
Oh, I think I remember, yeah.
Yeah, that was my first big thing. Like that other video was like a one hit wonder, but that I kept making video after video. The first one did like 8 mil in like less than a week, maybe a few days. Yeah. And then I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like I've got no followers. And within like a month I had 100K. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like the platform was just moving so quickly at that time. Like I could grow 100K easily in 2 weeks. But
that's
then.
Crazy.
Yeah. Like it was just,
I feel like social media in lockdown was the perfect time to start. Like if you was looking to start, that was it. Because everyone's just on their phone.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel 100%. Like being cheated on was the best thing for you.
I know. And the worst part is I saw him last year at the races. Like there's a race course, Epsom race course. I live very near it. I go there every year. Right. I went there and I saw him. I was like, you. Drunk me, jug of Pimm's down, beeline straight to him. And I was like, yeah. Look at me now. I even did a 360 in front of me. I was like, you missed
you
out.
Go,
on
go, girl.
Yeah. You know, like most people will be like, I'm going to have a glow up. I'm going to like lose weight, change my hair color, do all this stuff. You was like, I'm going to
make money.
Make money out of this.
And the worst part is, I mean, we've kind of settled our beef now. Like, he cheated on me. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. Like, he's got a girlfriend now. Like, hope he's happy.
hope he's happy.
Whatever. But yeah, like, we settled our beef. But realistically, he wanted to be like a SoundCloud rapper. I talk about this online as well, so I think you'll be all right. Anyway, don't care. And so when I was the one who kind of gained a following, I can imagine from the pits of his stomach, he wanted to like punch himself in the face.
Yeah, because he's probably thinking, if I'd have stayed with her, she could have helped me like on her platform.
Exactly,
but
that. And now what? Mm-hmm. Nothing. Where are you now? Stop making songs about me. I'm sick of it.
But you know, you said that you was drinking Pimm's at the races. You know, with your Crohn's disease, can you drink then, or is it just like a now and then thing?
It's kind of like, the way you look at it is, should anyone drink? Probably not. Yeah. But for me, the repercussions of like a hangover the next day, all them sort of symptoms you get after a hangover, they're just a little bit worse for me. Right. So technically, yes, I can. I shouldn't, but I can.
Yeah.
It's just like a moderation thing. So I either go, like if I'm drinking, I'm going all out. Might as well make the most of it. Yeah. But most of the time I am designated driver and I have got used to it now. And I think because I'm so like energetic, it doesn't really affect my nights out. Like I am just going till like 4 a.m. anyway. Like, I really don't care. So for me, it doesn't affect me. But I do like who doesn't like being drunk? It's the hangover that no one
likes. Yeah, I know. I feel like sometimes, like especially, you know, like we say we've met you at like influencer events quite a few times. I feel like at them events, you need to have a drink in your hand because so it can be a bit awkward.
Yeah, I'm there with a rescue remedy instead. Like,
but like me and Demi have got each other and like we do enjoy these events, but like at first it always is a bit awkward.
I wouldn't be able to go to one by myself.
No.
Like if I was, like for example, like when you go to an event, do you go by yourself or do you take someone with you?
It depends. Sometimes I just know that there are going to be people there that I know. So I'm like, it's fine, I'll make it work. But I have gone balls deep to events before where I know no one and I'm like, oh, I fucking hate this.
Oh my God. Like, I
have made it my New Year's resolution to go to events that mean something to me. Like a brand I want to work with or a brand that work with me and put the energy into me. Because I know you guys must get it too. You get invited to so much stuff and like, you're like, oh yeah, I probably should go to that. But I'm like, realistically, what do you do for me? I'm spending this money coming up to London promoting your product and you're giving me nothing back. I need to understand my own worth. And like at first when I started getting invited to things, I was like, I'll go to the opening of an envelope because I'm honored to be there and I still am. But like it's your time, it's your money, and they're always really uncomfortable, like you guys just said. I'm like, do I want to just be sat there in a room feeling like an absolute trollop for no reason? Like, I want to make it worth it.
They are awkward. They like, are. To be honest, like, When was the last time I've never been to an influencer event without you? I've been invited to some and I've committed to it, and then on the day I've gone, nah, I don't want to go on my own and like just talk to randomers. And I'm like, what if no one wants to talk to me though? Then I'm just sat on my own on my phone and it's just pointless.
It is true what you're saying though, because that happened with us a little bit. We was a bit like, it's the same, like you're spending money getting up there. You're getting ready, like you're taking the time out of your day to do your makeup. Like it's all just money for us to go there. And if they're not going to book us for any work, then it's a little bit pointless.
But
sometimes it's just like good to like make connections and like meet people.
And it's good for us too in terms of content. Like you've always got someone that's going to take the pictures for
and
you.
And like press and stuff, 100%.
Mm-hmm. It's good to build relationships with like brands and then also 100%. Other influencers there as well.
So what's the craziest thing you've ever witnessed at an influencer event?
You guys didn't come to the PLT Christmas party.
No.
Yes, we did.
No, we was there. We was in LA.
You were.
No, we was.
No, the most recent one.
When you had the white hat on.
Yes, you were.
Oh
on
my
that
god,
one.
When the mask people kicked off.
Oh my god, we were going to say that to you.
Yeah, that's probably the worst one.
Yeah.
Like everything else is just like side eye. Yeah. Or like the unspoken beef. Like no one really kicks off, but like they really went ham. They were like dash.
Yeah.
I come out. I literally was in the smoking area where I live at most events. So I come in, I was like, what the fuck? I look at Joe Bags, he's covered in like pink.
You were as well, she was standing there.
Yeah, because me and Joe Bags were taking selfies to send to Lisa because we say that we're long lost cousins. Mm-hmm. And then, next thing I know, I just got drenched with cranberry juice. Someone's thrown a vodka cranberry. And they were like squaring up, like hands around the neck and everything. And one of them was like, you porked me in the eye. And I was like, right, okay. I was like, we're at a Pretty Little Thing Christmas event here, darling. I don't know if this is appropriate.
And then the most awkward thing is we left the PLT event and we went to, did you go to Cirque as well?
Oh, I went home.
Oh, you went home.
That was enough for me.
We went to Cirque, we stayed in the queue and we were standing with one of them. And he comes walking along, didn't need to join the queue. And we was like, please don't start again. Otherwise you ain't getting in.
But do you know what? That was the juiciest bit of drama I've seen at these events.
That was quite a good event, actually.
They need to invite the maths lot to these events more.
Yeah, no, they was kicking off.
I think the best part about like the new reality TV shows is like, they are literally just coming out of nowhere and they kind of like in the nicest way, don't know how to act.
No, they don't. They're not media trained or anything yet. So
and I can... understand them because same like I literally got thrown into the industry, but luckily for me with COVID events were very staggered when we first started, so I got eased into it. They literally come out and they're like off to a PLT event then.
Yeah, and I start a fight when I get there.
It's like Love Islanders as well, they come out, they usually have so many events on. I was saying to Frankie the other day, are you watching this year's Love Island?
I am.
No events on at the moment and they already know how to like work them as well, so when they come out like there's nothing going
on. People need to start throwing events. I suppose everyone's waiting for summer though, aren't they?
Yeah, and I kind of respect that because I really don't want to come to like freeze in London in my cute little dress and I'm like
What do you think of the Love Island that's on at the minute then, the All-Stars?
Well, I think you guys can...
What's that TikTok where it's like...
I think you guys can vouch for me when I say this. You know inside beef that people don't know. Not even beef, like tea.
Yeah.
And you're sat there watching it and you're like...
Have you got any tea for us, Izzy?
I think I can give I can say something, but I'm not going to say who, but I have slept with one of the boys.
No way! We wanted to know this.
We was going
to
ask you if you've had any like romantic connections with anyone.
Wait, if I guess, can I have one guess? And if it is him...
Fuck it. Go on.
Toby.
No.
Oh, yeah. Because he's always at the events and that.
No, he is, but he's not my type. Plus, I love Chloe Burrows, so I just would be like immediately...
It's Mitch.
No, God forbid.
Is it Tom Clare?
No.
Oh my God, he's sexy though.
Also no, because I know Sammy really well.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I'm
like,
yeah.
Right, we've guessed
you're really,
three out of like
you've
five.
You've narrowed it down. I have narrowed it down though.
There's probably about three left to be fair. I couldn't tell you, but
Tyler.
could you bleep it out? Or no, fuck it, it was Chris.
You've slept with Chris?
Yeah.
Oh, Chris. oh yeah. God, I would never have put you two I would never.
How did that
years.
Come about?
So, oh God. Oh, I hope he's not there. Like... I hope he doesn't come out and he's like, I can't believe she's told people.
No, don't be silly.
So basically, we filmed an MTV pilot together. Like, didn't ever go out. Thank God, because it was shit. Like, love MTV, but that show was dead. Like, don't do that. So yeah, we did this MTV pilot. This was a couple of years ago as well. Like, this is not recent. And we just started chatting on the set because there's a lot of downtime, you know, when certain people are filming and other people aren't. Like, we sat in this fucking Starbucks and I was having a chat with him. We just really got on and, like, nothing happened that day.
Oh, I was going to say, from no, Starbucks imagine. To bed. Like, how did he wing that one around?
No, imagine. Nothing happened that day. Like, I'm not that crazy.
I'm not but, that girl.
Yeah, and I just kind of thought, okay, we really get on, but, like, this guy, he's doing, like, big things. I'm a small little TikToker. Because at the time, I was, again, very new to the industry. It was, like, a year deep, maybe two, if that. So I was like, oh, fuck it, ain't going to message me, whatever. Messages me about a week later, being like, oh, you've just come up on my few page. And I was like, well, that's kind of what I do. That is my thing. And he was like, oh, would you want to go on a date? So went on a date with him. I sat with him immediately after that date.
Where did he take you on a date?
So I can't even remember, but it was somewhere like in Soho. But like,
nice.
Yeah, it was like, it was actually quite a classy bar because I know Soho can go one way or the other, but yeah. It was actually a really cute place. I just got a little bit too drunk and I was like, yeah, fuck it.
Oh, you know what? I can picture you two together though, because you're both like witty and like big personality and just like funny. Yeah. So I feel like you Thank two you. Together.
I feel like the date would have been a really good date. Well, clearly
I'd like
it
to
be
a fly on the wall.
But the thing is, I kind of got the vibe that he was not on a serious thing. And you know what? It was fun while it lasted. It was crazy from me. I was like, whoa, I'm a lunatic. Sleeping
Do you know what?
People
need to start understanding that, like, yeah, guys have needs, but also so do girls.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I think at the time I'd just come out of something anyway, like just a dating situationship thing. And I was just like, fuck it, why not?
Bit of fun.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's never promised, might as well live every day like it's your last.
Yeah, and you know what? I've never told anyone that on a public platform. So, so exclusive.
We've got the tea. So you're watching him on Love Island and you're watching him thinking, I know what's underneath them swim shorts. Them leopard print swim shorts.
You know what? He's a lovely guy. Like, we've got no beef, nothing like that. It was just like, I can tell what you're on and it's not what I'm on. Yeah. So it's that simple.
Would you ever go on Love Island?
I think I wouldn't say no. Mm-hmm. Like, if my issue is, if I was with someone, even if it's early stages, I'd be like, no, he's my soulmate. And I feel like I shut that sort of door closed. But right now I'm unbelievably single. Like, I come out of something December time and it wasn't even official. It was like, whatever. He's basically moving to another country. Lovely guy, but I don't want to move to where there is snow. If he said Dubai, I'd think about it. But here we are. So yeah, I've recently come out of something and I don't know about you guys, but when you come out of something, you're just anti everyone. Yeah. Like, I need a break of like... people. I don't want to ask you what your favorite color is. I'm really sick of it.
Yeah.
Like, so yeah, right now would probably be a peak time for me to do something like that. But you know, a lot can happen in like 6 months, and that's about as long as it is.
You'd be brilliant on the show. Think your brilliant. Personality would just like wow everyone. I think they do need you.
I would love to do it. I think it's one of them things, like, it's an opportunity to just have a go. Why not? Obviously, we all know a lot of people go on there now not to find love. I think going to every relationship with a pinch of salt, whether that's easy to say now, whereas if I was in there or not, because obviously things move faster in that environment. But yeah, I'd definitely say if it came along.
Well, guys, if any of the ITV people that work there, if any of the ITV people are watching, here's your girl.
If anyone's prepared for it, it's an influencer, right? Like, we've had that shit already.
Can't
really get worse.
Influencers are so thick skinned. You know, on that SAS program where they have to, like, it's like a mental game to get to the end. Influencers and reality TV people always get to the end because it's like whatever's thrown at you, it's like,
you've got thick skin anyway.
Yeah, I'm tough. Literally.
So talking about Chris, have you had anyone else slide in your DMs? Like, who's the best person that's ever slid in your DMs before?
Okay, back before he was famous.
I know who you're gonna say. I might not know who you're gonna say.
I think
say.
You do. I've said it before. Yeah. I used to talk to Central C back in the day, like back when he was still selling hoodies in Stratford.
Oh,
like,
really?
That's how long ago it was.
Oh my God, you should have got wifed back then.
Do you know what I mean? I could have been a day one wifey, but I'm not quite Madeline Argy. Like, we're literally worlds apart.
Well, so. You're both TikTokers, that's so true. You're not that far
not
apart.
That far
he's
off.
Got a type.
But like, I'm sure he's a lovely guy. But like,
he slid in in your DMs.
I know, but that's how I know that he slid in Izzy's as well, because the night I was texting him at the Boohoo Man event, you looked at my phone and you went, oh, he slid in mine as well. And I was like, oh.
Cheeky bugger. Is that the night we all met?
I didn't even mean to do that. I just automatically look at everyone's phones and I'm a right nosy bastard. I'm like, oh, yeah. No, but like, it was way, way, way back. And then I went to Wireless, like, oh, I don't even know, like 2-3 years ago. And he was messaging me like, oh my God, you're at Wireless. Like, have a good time. Like, if you want to come see us afterwards. I was like, nope.
You should have been like, give me backstage
passes. No, but yeah, I do regret that now. But I also don't want to be that girl, you know, that's like, please let me backstage, babe. Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, if you don't ask, you don't get. Do you know what I mean?
Well, realistically, I'm a day one. So he should have offered.
True.
I've been supporting his fucking gig since day it dot.
What's your highlight of being an influencer or a TikToker? Mm-hmm. What's been your highlight?
I did a little edit with a brand. And that was like an amazing experience for me. Like, never in my life could I imagine myself like shooting or like whatever, modelling. Dare I say it, but like, I never saw me doing something like that. So that was quite a big point in my career. But I think like, I couldn't pinpoint it because there's been so many experiences as someone that's been thrown into this world. I was like, what the fuck is this? This is my job. Like, this is mental. Like, the amount of holidays I've gone on with brands now, I'm like, why am I here? Like,
I see you do so many IB for trips last year, I think it was.
When I was like, oh my God, go Izzy. Like, that's fun. Amazing.
Yeah, the year before last, I went there like 7 times.
Oh yeah, I think it was that year. Yeah. I just kept seeing you out there. I was like, she might as well do
it.
It felt
like an Uber by that point. I was like, just get my Oops to Ibiza, don't worry.
What are these brand trips like when you go away with like a group of influencers and like no one's really like your bestie? So
we
kind
haven't
of,
actually done that.
We
have
never
we?
Do them, no.
Yeah, I'm quite brutally honest, obviously. There are some situations where I've had a fantastic time. Right. And I think like stripping it all back, before this job, I'd never been to Ibiza, never been to Marbella. Like, I'm a very, very lucky girl to even be there. So I'm not disregarding that. However, booking your own holiday and a brand holiday are worlds apart. Like, you're not on holiday, realistically. Mm-hmm. Like, you're working. Mm-hmm. You're doing what they're telling you to do. You're going where they're telling you to go. You don't have much downtime to be like, oh, fuck it, I'm going to go do my own thing. Like, that's not really a choice unless you'd extended your trip yourself. Like, they are very regimented. Mm-hmm. Like, there was a brand we did. So one of my favourite, but also like most traumatic, was with like Grace, Max, Joe, George. Like, we had a great time. It was just like, there was a lot going on. And I don't know what I can and can't say to get in trouble. The bottom line is, I think when you take someone away, anyone away, their immediate expectation is like, I'm going to have like a really chill time, like a little bit of partying, a little bit chilling. But like, that's not what I've experienced on most brand trips. Mm-hmm. It's been like, right, do this, do this, do this, do this. We're here, we're now in a cab, we're doing this. I went on a week away with 2B Tanned, and I think that was the most relaxed one we had. And we went to like really good events, had an amazing time. Like, it was probably one of my favorite ones because they actually let us chill.
Enjoy.
And like, some of the girls went to raves or like the mega clubs in the evening. I went to one and I was like, I've had enough, I'm scared. Why is it so red and hot? Like, what's going on? But yeah, like, that was probably the most chilled one. But every other one has been like, we had a flight booked, we had to be out the hotel fully packed, ready to go at 8 a.m after just doing a club night out as well.
It's not realistic. And,
well, not in this hotel. There was like guys under the like knee fast who were just having it off until 6 a.m. And I was like, God, get up in 2 hours.
Oh, my God. Do you know what I would struggle with, though, on these like brand trips, especially to somewhere like Ibiza? Like, just like looking good all the time and getting content all the time. Because when we go on holiday, like, sometimes I'm like, damn, I don't want to take pictures today. Like, I don't feel good, or like, my tan's gone all patchy.
Or we get so drunk that we forget about our pictures. Like, we'll get dulled up and we'll be like, right, we're going to get our pictures. But then we'll get so drunk that, and then next day go, oh, I didn't get any pictures.
Whereas like, when you're with a brand, you've got to do it like categorically.
Yeah, because they're like, in your contract, you need to do this much content. And that is another problem, is like, they didn't give enough time in between each thing to get ready. And like, you've sent me on a trip sometimes with the hottest girls, like, and now I haven't, I've got half an hour to get ready. This bitch has got like the most beautiful face. She's got her eyelashes done. There's me like, in the room trying to keep up, and then hope it doesn't melt off by the time I get
there. That's what I'm like in Ibiza. I wear full glam in Ibiza. Like, I don't do the natural makeup, I can't do it. I can only do full glam. So it's either this or it's
nothing.
And I look awful sometimes. We have to have the handheld, you know, when you're sweating now. And you see yourself in the bathroom mirror and you're like, oh my God, I look plastic.
For Coco Cosmetics, because we went to Marbella twice last year, I'm like really close friends with her now. We had the best time ever because we like the beach parties out there, unreal.
I really want to go Marbella.
Bank holiday is good, but it's chaos.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely we've only been with Tawi. Wait, when is the bank holiday? Is it coming
May.
Up? It's coming
I
up.
Go.
Is he going to go?
Up.
I haven't booked it,
listen,
but...
Listen, if you go, we'll go with you.
We'll go with you. Let's go.
Why not? I do want to book it because last year was so good. Like, it was, like, all my kind of people, all my kind of music. Yeah. Like, it's not too ravey. Like, Ibiza can get a little bit too and I'm just there like, fuck.
I'm not into that. I'm into words.
Yeah, me too. I love a little sing-song. Yeah. Like, it's a good mixture. And, like, all the songs were great. I was loving life. But, yeah, Marbella as well is even more... Like, it's not just pretty, it's bougie. Like, the girls look bougie.
Oh,
all that.
Yeah. So good.
The outfits are down to a T. Like, I was walking around, like, because the first time I went a bit too Ibiza-y. Like, I had the neon colours and stuff. But I was trying to make it cute, but it's just not the vibe. Like, they're very much, like,
expensive,
baddies.
Bougie,
It's not pretty, it's baddie vibes.
Yeah.
So I was there, like, I'm prepared.
Yeah,
I'll
have to get some bum fillers.
Yeah, no,
a fake BBL.
BBL before May. Yeah, no, that's literally it. Because every girl there, literally, BBL, boobs, beautiful, like, tanned girls. Like, I was like, wow, I fucked it.
And because you're an influencer as well, like, do you feel that pressure that, like, you've got to look good all the time? Like, you've recently just had your lips dissolved and refilled. So, like, going to, like, Marbella, do you think...
The pressure.
God, I'm an influencer, people knowing who I am.
I'll get the work done before I go.
Yeah.
I would literally be like, full thing, go, let's go.
Yeah, because
like,
we get that pressure as well.
Yeah, and it's also like your outfit's got to be on point. You can't be too drunk because if someone recognises you and you're there like...
And they're taking videos.
And you don't want to get cancelled if you're like paralytic.
Yeah.
Things like that.
And there are situations where you've kind of... People are like, oh, hey. And you're like, oh, shit, this situation, I can't really have a long chat. Like, I've got to run off.
Yeah.
But you've got to do it in the nicest way possible so someone the next day is not like, they're a fucking bitch.
Yeah.
Like, I went on a night out, not even on holiday, not even that long ago, and I walked past this girl, and bless her, there was two girls looking after this other girl who's clearly had a little bit too much, and, you know, she was on the floor. And I was like, oh, bless her. Like, I was about to walk into a chicken shop, and I was like... I'll grab her some water on my way out, whatever. And as I walk past, this girl shouts, that's that fucking Izzy Oakley.
No,
what a
no
bitch.
Way.
What a stuck up bitch. And I was like, no, I said, bless her. Like, I was not in, and her other mate was like, oh, I love her videos. Like, this is the weirdest thing in the world. And I come back out, I did give her the nicer friend the water, but like, people just want to have a reason to hate you.
Yeah,
they really
that's
do.
Why you can't get too drunk when you're out because like, people can just like,
it's a bit worrying.
Accuse you of being rude or like, take advantage and say something nasty.
Exactly.
Yeah,
this is partly why I'm glad I don't drink, because especially nights out in the UK, like, obviously we get noticed a bit more there.
100%.
So people are waiting for you to
they
do something.
Are, they really are. People just can't wait.
Yeah. What would you say to your younger self if you could, after like all these lessons you've learned and like the woman you've become?
I mean, it's so cliche, but it's kind of like, don't do anything differently, because everything I've done has led me to a place. I would probably say, like, I need to calm down a bit in the fact that when I was a bit younger, I was so outspoken, but I thought there was never going to be any repercussions. And there wasn't at that time because I didn't do social media.
Yeah.
And when I first started, I went into it with that same energy because, again, was never media trained. Like, I wish I could have, like, been like, chill out. It's okay. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do too much. Like, they will like you anyway.
Yeah.
It's fine. That's probably the only thing I'd say. But everything else has led me to where I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very happy with
and
that.
And just to wrap it up... Mm-hmm. What would you be doing if you wasn't an influencer?
Escorting. No.
You'd be joining us on OnlyFans.
No, serious, why not? No, I thought I genuinely would do OnlyFans, but I just hate my tits. As soon as I get a boob job, I will be showing everyone for free. I'll literally be like this in the streets. Yeah, no. But what would I actually be doing? I'd probably still be in a little office job, do my little social media marketing. I'd hope one day I would have started a business and maybe not worked under someone, because now I know that freedom of working for yourself. God, isn't it so much better?
It's lovely.
It is.
Doing your own schedule. Like, we're here on a Sunday just chilling.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, don't get me wrong, we probably get the pressure of like, you never really turn off. Like, you're always sat on your phone like, I need to do this.
Yeah.
However, there's a lot more freedom. Like, if you wanted to go shopping on a Tuesday evening, fuck it, you can.
Yeah.
Or if you wanted to go see Nan, like, you can do whatever you want to do at the time.
I do think that with like social media and like even reality TV, you do have a lot of free time. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we see our family so much more than what we would be if we were like working 9 till mm-hmm. 5 in an office. So like that's the thing that I'm like most appreciative of.
We are lucky with things like that.
Yeah. You don't get that time back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I mean, there's a few downfalls. I mean, it's a bit harder for us because you can't get mortgages easy.
Oh, it's very unreliable as well. Like, yeah.
Unreliable money. You don't know how much you're getting that month. It is, but then you have to weigh up the pros and cons, don't you?
Yeah.
But thank you so much for coming on, by the way. We're amazing. Loved it. We've loved having this little gossip time.
I didn't want to quit. Anytime.
But if you do want to go, Marbella, May, Bangkok.
Anyone want to fly us out?
Anyone want to pay for flights and hotels?
To Villa? She said she had a nice holiday.
I had an amazing time at TV Town. So if you fancy like doing a Marbs trip, let's go.
We're all here. We all love fake tan.
So that's going to wrap up today's episode of Sim Squares Pod. Thank you so much for tuning in. And thank you, Izzy. You've been amazing, as we expected.
The best time.
See us here again, same time next week.
Bye.